Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We, of course, have been following the story of Transnet, the SIU guns for luxury property bought with the proceeds from unlawful activities by Transnet executive. The Special Investigation Unit Tribunal has ordered that assets belonging to former Transnet executives Thabo Lebelo and wife, as well as the family trust, has been frozen pending an application to have them forfeited by the state. So we wanted to get an update on this. What has the SIU found in terms of these executive? Kaiser Kakanyago is the head of communication stakeholder relations at the Special Investigations Unit, the SIU. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners.
So give us an update. We haven't spoken for some time. How is this whole investigation going?
So the investigation went very well, and we are at a stage where we have got outcome, and the outcomes of this investigation are that we have found that there were two companies that were doing business with Transnet.
Right.
And out of those two were the companies, they are officials of the Transnet, executives of Transnet who benefited. Those two contracts, the one company is called Superfecta. It has received over a period of 2 years an amount of 64 million from Transnet. And then the other one, which is BBPM, has over a period of 3 years received about 73 million from Transnet. But we also found that an estimation of about 10 million rand was then given as benefits to the two officials of Transnet, being Mr. Lebalo and Mr. Mashamba.
Right. So once the SIU finds this, how difficult is it to, if you find this corruption and you find the link between the purchase of luxury items and properties and things like that from with the proceeds, ill-gotten proceeds, how difficult is that process to have them frozen?
No, the issue, when we find that, we then follow the money to check where the money went from Transnet to these companies and to who did it go, and that is how we got to know who these people are, who got this money. And then when we followed the money further, we were able to see that the money was then used to purchase these properties. Therefore, to us, these properties are now proceeds of criminal activity or unlawful activity. And therefore, we then take these matters with the evidence to a judge and say to the judge at the Special Tribunal, this is the evidence that we've got. Therefore, we believe that these properties are proceeds of a criminal activity or an unlawful activity, and we intend to forfeit them to the state at the end of this court case. Therefore, we then have to take these matters on a civil case so that we are able to set aside those contracts and recover. And once we recover, we need to sell them. Therefore, the judge will look at the evidence that we have and based on that, make up their mind to whether to agree that we freeze those properties until the process is finalized, because we are avoiding a situation where they will be unsold to other people.
And in terms of the actual criminal charges, how far away is that process?
No, that part, the minute we find criminality, our act is very clear to say that we then have to refer to the National Prosecuting Authority of the country, which is the NPA. And that happens multiplicously with this process that we are doing.
Right. One of our listeners asking if the SIU is involved with doing lifestyle audits on politicians, or is that in the domain rather of SARS?
It is not our responsibility to do that per se, but we have been asked because of the kind of work that we do to assist government, other government departments with their lifestyle audit of their officials, because of the expertise that we have. But it is not the direct responsibility of the SIU to look at the the lifestyle audits of people. We do it as part of the investigation of a specific contract.
Right, right. And it does obviously indicate, it says a lot. If you look at the lifestyle of a person who shouldn't be able to afford the lifestyle that they have, and that obviously is a good indicator. Since have we seen an improvement? Because obviously we understand that the whole justice system, criminal justice system, depends on different moving parts, the SIU being one of them in a particular area. But we also need the rest of the system to function efficiently. Otherwise, a lot of the work that you do becomes for naught. Have things improved? I don't want to ask if they're perfect, because they aren't and they never will be, but because that's just the reality of any democracy. I think democracy is messy. But have things improved?
As far as we are concerned, we are monitoring that space very closely. We have seen, for example, in some of the cases that we worked on, take Transnet as an example, where we did a similar kind of thing on one of the officials, I think it was, his name was Musagala. Mm. And we took this matters all the way, and ultimately we were able to get and sell 15 houses, 5 cars and some fuel. I don't remember what the number of the houses were.
Right.
That this person had. And we sold them and we recovered the money, and the matter was taken to the prosecuting authority. We have got examples in Eskom, for example, where some of those officials are already appearing in front of the court, where they are having to answer for their sins, which is a clear indication that something has been done. But also, we've taken it a step further with the assistance of SCOPA. When you go to SCOPA, SCOPA then take accountability on behalf of the government department and say, call them in to come and explain what they've done, especially when it relates to disciplinary hearing. The same thing has been done by the Office of the President, where they have set up a monitoring system for all the provinces, municipalities, and everyone, of all the recommendations that we do as the SIU, so that they do not just fall off the radar. They are now monitored by the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation in the President's office.
Very, very interesting and very, very important work that you are doing. And I also appreciate the fact that you are willing and able to speak to us whenever we approach you to do so. Kaiser Kakanyago, Head of Communications at the Special Investigation Unit, the SIU.